This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am ready to be vindicated because this conversation has been a long time coming. I've been sitting on this.
Who are you looking at?
He's going back and forth between us.
I'm looking at both Slacker and Eric, but thankfully Erica is here to vindicate me because this has been months in the making.
Let me ask you a question.
Wait.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you held on to this till we got somebody else in the room? Because you knew you'd lose this battle if you didn't get...
I started to bring it up, and then you guys shut me down, and I was like, all right, well, we'll talk about it when Erica gets here. Erica, hi. Lovely to have you here.
Hi.
So good to be here.
What are you
I'm
doing?
Scared.
Okay, so...
We're not here to, like, make alliances. This isn't Survivor.
It's not, no.
Do you want to form an alliance?
Absolutely, I do.
If that comes out of this, then fine, but that's not my intention. So what happened is Erica is joining the show, and we found out about it. So I'm trying to be nice, new coworker.
Right,
we're excited.
Yeah.
We're happy. So I'm saying, we want to reach out. Say, hey, congrats. Welcome to have you. Do you don't remember
welcome
this?
Welcome to have you?
He was the first person to email me.
He was?
To email?
He was, because
who emails?
Well, I texted all of you and said, my email is now set up. And I think all of you made fun of me, but T-Hack emailed me.
Because I'm professional.
Right.
You were setting up, he was setting up the Zoom meeting. Why else?
No, prior to that.
Just a hey, congrats, welcome.
Yes.
Is this going somewhere, Your Honor? Because I don't see,
I was talking with my wife and I said, I'm reaching out. I want to make sure that Erica feels welcome. And I know she's moving from Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
So I want to reach out and I want to say, hey, if you need anything, when you get here.
Oh, I know exactly where this is going.
Now you're remembering. I say,
I'm not.
I want to reach
out.
You
don't. Oh, my God.
Erica, you're moving. I know it's a lot. I don't know if you're going to be back and forth. I don't know what your plans are. So I want to offer.
Okay, real quick. Hold on. Do we need Wanda here for this?
No.
Why would we need Wanda here?
It's HR.
Wanda's HR.
His wife is HR. And she shut him down on what he's about to say.
Oh.
And I don't think you should do this. I don't think this is a good idea.
Were you going to offer for me to live with you?
Close. I was going to offer if you needed a place to stay. You could be welcome to stay at our house. We have extra.
That's really nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just saying, because you're moving, I don't know if you're coming and going and coming. I don't know what your plans are. So just if you need a place to stay, I was going to offer it. And my wife was like, No.
Don't.
Raise your hand if you're allowed to send that email. Go.
Wait,
my hand's
Aaron,
down.
You're the one who can. You're the only person in this room who could.
Sure. But T-Hack's married, so I think that him being married means that he has a little more wiggle room.
He's married with kids, though.
So that's fine.
I wouldn't want to invite a stranger in with my precious babies.
Wait, am I like...
I don't know. We don't know you yet.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out who should be offended here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Wait. This is the Spider-Man meme where we're all...
I'm going down, I'm taking you with me.
Okay, but I'm the least harmful person because I have a huge house.
Okay.
So you take the West Wing.
You'd never see me. If you stayed at my house, you'd never see me. And besides, I really want to hang out with your...
Fiance.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm still getting used to that.
So, like, you both would be staying there. But regardless, it's an inappropriate offer.
She said it was inappropriate. And you two both were like, yeah, don't say that to her. Don't
Absolutely
offer her to stay.
Don't say that to her. And then you waited.
I've been stewing on it ever since. That was going to be nice.
The email is still in drafts, like ready to go.
You don't think it's inappropriate?
I think 0 out of 10 times I would have accepted from honestly any of you.
But
I wouldn't have been like writing to HR about it.
Okay. See, it's just nice. Just a nice offer. Look, we have a king size bed. Plenty of room for the three of us.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.